Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Good morning, and thank you all for being here this afternoon, this morning, to announce a very exciting project as part of the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative. And just as exciting, it was about a week ago, 90 years ago, that the Buffalo Sewer Authority was created. We have a very full agenda, and before we get started, we wanted to recognize a few individuals who are here today. I'd ask you to please hold your applause until I recognize them. First, we would like to recognize Councilmember Joel Ferletto, who unfortunately is not able to make it here today, but whose councilmanic district borders this project. From the office of New York State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, Mark Boyd, Chief of Staff, and Thomas O'Neill White, Press Secretary. And from the office of New York State Senator April Baskin, Brenda Alessi, Director of Communications. Community outreach and engagement is a critical component of the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative. And in close collaboration with community leaders, we have formed a Citizens Advisory Committee to ensure that the community perspectives, concerns, insights are all aligned with the planning and implementation of over 50 plus projects across the city of Buffalo over the next 15 years. Given the largesse of this project at East Delavan and Florida Street, we have also created a local community stakeholder advisory committee specific to this project. Both committees will play a crucial role in providing a platform for residents to voice their opinions and provide feedback and suggestions on the East Delavan project and the various projects in neighborhoods across the city of Buffalo. The committee will act as a bridge between the BSA and residents, ensuring that the infrastructure investments reflect the needs and priorities of the community. We have several different representatives of both committees here with us today. And we also are joined by a number of members from the Buffalo Sewer Authority management team, including our Chief Financial Officer, Charles Riley, our Head of Sewer Maintenance, Joel Renzoni, and our Head of Personnel, Jalea James, as well as our General Counsel, Cheryl Colston. And as you can see, we are happy to have so many members of our BSA workforce here with us today. They do a tremendous job every day in safeguarding public health and the safety for over 550,000 customers, not only in the city of Buffalo, but the neighboring towns, which many people throughout those towns don't realize. Our workforce does not get the recognition it deserves for all the hard work they do, and we are grateful for their public service to our community. Therefore, I ask that you join me in recognizing our employees and our guests. The East Delavan Sewer Project is a $100 million investment in this East Side community and part of the $1 billion Queen City Clean Waters Initiative. Today, we are conducting a ceremonial groundbreaking for the first of three phases of this critically important project to protect our area waterways. This project will upgrade the BSA's sewer system along East Elevon Avenue, Florida Street, and Spillman Place. New underground facilities will store storm water and sewage, also known as combined sewage, and send it to the Bird Island Wastewater Treatment Facility. It should be noted that as part of the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative, we are also investing approximately $250 million in our Bird Island facility. That facility is the central nervous system of our operations, and these projects are not only providing much-needed revamping of our aging infrastructure, but also allowing us to better manage increasingly intense storms for decades to come. The goals of the East Elevon project are to reduce the number and volume of combined sewer overflows, also known as CSOs, preventing combined sewage from backing up into buildings or flooding streets during large rain events, and improving the water quality in Skajakwita Creek, Hoyt Lake, and the Black Rock Canal. It is one of the cornerstone projects of the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative, and the official groundbreaking for the first phase of this project is a major milestone. Speaking of milestones, it's only appropriate that we're conducting this groundbreaking today, a week after our 90th anniversary, the creation of the Buffalo Sewer Authority. And with that, it's my pleasure to introduce City of Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Rosalie. Good morning, everyone. It's an honor for me to be here this morning as we begin the first phase of the East Elevon Sewer Improvement Project and to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Buffalo Sewer Authority. As Rosie mentioned, this is a $100 million infrastructure investment in this neighborhood with the goal to help fix sewer collection system along East Elevon, Florida Street, and Spillman Place, and to fix sewer overflows into the Skajakwita Creek and other waterways. This investment right here in the Maston District will help mitigate the negative effects that combined sewer overflows have on residents. I want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank all the different partners that played a role in this. I want to thank Buffalo Sewer Authority Chairman Herb Bellamy Jr., Principal Sanitary Engineer Rosalie Nago, the other people in leadership within the Buffalo Sewer Authority. I want to thank my fantastic partner in government, the Maston District Councilwoman Zanetta Everhart, and the community stakeholders and the residents for their participation and their engagement in this process. One of the things I talk about most is communication with our partners and our residents, so to have them engaged in this process has been extremely helpful. And finally, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank the men and women of the Buffalo Sewer Authority who are standing behind us. The employees of this authority, the fantastic work that they do on a daily basis. Projects like this just don't happen. And without the men and the women of the Buffalo Sewer Authority being out there working hard day in, day out, these projects would never come to fruition. So I'd like to give them another huge round of applause. As was mentioned, this is a $100 million investment, but it's only the beginning of a larger, bigger picture project, the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative, which is a $1 billion undertaking over the next 15 years to improve the health and safety of our local waterways. It'll modernize more than 50 sites across the city of Buffalo, and this initiative aligns with my administration's goals to create an equitable and inclusive methods of delivering public health and economic benefits to the City of Buffalo residents. So I want to congratulate the Buffalo Sewer Authority on this fantastic project, as well as the larger project, the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative. But we're also here to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Buffalo Sewer Authority, which was incorporated on April 8, 1935 by the New York State Legislature with the approval from Governor Herbert Lehman. And over the course of the past 90 years, the Buffalo Sewer Authority has done fantastic and transformative work throughout this community. It covers 110 square miles and serves more than 550,000 residents. And it protects public health and our Great Lakes waterways from different pollutants. And we'll continue to do that well into the future because of the fantastic men and women associated with the authority. I have a proclamation here that we actually crafted last week, but I just want to read a quick portion of it. As the Buffalo Sewer Authority marks its 90th anniversary, it is embarking on an ambitious $1 billion 15-year Queen City Clean Waters Initiative to renovate and upgrade both the Bird Island facility and the collection system to further reduce combined sewer overflows, improve resilience, and ensure the continuing functioning of these aging systems. So therefore, be it resolved that I, Christopher P. Scanlon, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, did hereby deem it an honor and pleasure to announce April 8th, 2025 as Buffalo Sewer Authority Day in the City of Buffalo. And I'd like to thank the men and women again of the Buffalo Sewer Authority who on a day-in, day-out basis do tremendous work to improve the quality of life of our residents here in the City of Buffalo. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon, for being here with us today to celebrate our groundbreaking and recognize our 90th anniversary. As I mentioned, there are approximately 50-plus projects associated with Queen City Clean Waters that will be constructed and built over the next 15 years. These are projects of all shapes and sizes, and they'll be done in every councilmanic district across the city. As I noted, the East Elephant Project is one of our larger projects, and it will have a significant positive impact in the Maston District. We are therefore pleased to be working so closely with City Council Member Zanetta Everhart in our efforts to engage the local community, not only now, but throughout the life of this historic project. So please join me in welcoming Council Member Everhart.
Thank you, Rosie. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And welcome to Maston. I'm like the official welcome party. And so I do want to start in gratefulness, as I always do when I go to press conferences, and I want to thank the BSA for their work. But I really want to thank them for their community engagement. As a council member, it's very important that I am having these conversations with the BSA and other departments that are working in our city and in our districts. But it's more important that they're showing up and talking to our residents. And so I really do want to thank them for their months-long engagement with the stakeholders of the Maston District. They come to the stakeholders' breakfast every month. They come, they talk to people about what they're working on, and they truly engage them in their opinions, because that's what's important. It's always about the people. The people of the City of Buffalo, we deserve everything. We deserve clean cities. We deserve clean, good housing stocks, right? But we also definitely deserve clean water. And so I just want to thank the BSA. Congratulations on your 90th anniversary. And I am so looking forward to this project. Not only, you've already started, right? We're not even talking about a kickoff. They've already been hard at work. But I'm just honored that you see the need. You see the need for our community, updating our infrastructure, which is so, so important. And I'm just honored to be the councilwoman when all these amazing things are happening in the Maston District. So thank you, Rosie. Thank you to the chairman. Thank you to the whole BSA team. Look at these workers back here. They're out here freezing, doing the actual work, right? And so it really is about the residents. It's about the workers. And it's about making Buffalo better. So thank you so much.
Thank you, council member. Buffalo Sewer has been fortunate to have a steady hand at the helm of our operations through the leadership of Board Chairman Herbert L. Bellamy Jr. for almost 34 years. This month actually marks the beginning of our board chair's 35th year on the board. Through Chairman Bellamy's leadership, the Buffalo Sewer Authority is in a strong financial position. A recent audit found no deficiencies or irregularities of any kind, and the accounting and financial work of the Buffalo Sewer Authority staff was clear and transparent. Just a few days ago, BSA earned an AA 3 rating from Moody's on an estimated $46.2 million sewer system revenue bond issuance that will be going to market soon. This rating represents a rating increase since the last time that BSA issued a bond in 2021. According to Moody's, BSA's rating reflects the authority's stable financial operations with strong reserves, liquidity, and debt service coverage. In its rationale for assigning the rating, Moody's cited BSA's governance while noting that BSA is maintaining conservative budgeting. Our operations under Chairman Bellamy reflect a strong commitment to financial stewardship, and we are pleased to welcome him to make a few remarks.
Thank you, Rosie. Out here in warm Buffalo, New York. How about that? Mayor Scanlon and all the distinguished guests, thank you for being here. Thank you for this proclamation. And as we break ground on this significant infrastructure project to commemorate the 90th anniversary of our organization, 90 years. I've been proud to lead BSA for almost 34 years and even more proud of the dedication and commitment of the hardworking men and women who manage the BSA on a daily basis. Many of them are here with us today. Check out our crew. Give them a round of applause, please. These are our employees that keep making it happen. I saw one of the employees, it's Al, when I was getting out of my car. I said, man, it's cold out here. He said, this is what we do. This is what we do in Buffalo. We stay and work in the cold. It ain't cold. He said, put on another layer and keep working. So I'm going to do that. In order for us to invest $1 billion, BSA has been doing through the Queen City Waters Initiative. You must have financial wherewithal to raise the funds to pay for all the great projects that we're going to be taking place for the next 15 years. The Buffalo Sewer Authority is a financially stable and transparent operated organization, and our annual audit and recent bond rating reports flex the sentiment because it's not BSA saying it, but it's independent parties saying it. We are also working hard to mitigate the impact of the cost of our initiatives to our customers. BSA continues to be successful in securing grants and low-interest loans to offset these costs. The important investment of our city needs to be done. We have an obligation to protect the health and safety of our residents and those who we serve in the neighboring communities. Operating the second largest wastewater in New York State means we must continue to protect our waterways from pollution. These occurrences combine sewer overflows. The investment made on East Element across our collection system through the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative reinforces our mission for over 90 years and being here to protect the public's health and safety. We look forward to engaging the community through many participation and celebrating projects such as one today, future projects scheduled to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Bellamy. When we launched the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative in October, we were joined at that time by Jill Jedlicka, Executive Director of Buffalo Waterkeeper. She was scheduled to join us here today. However, she is feeling under the weather. However, we do want to again recognize Waterkeeper and the key role that they have played in our Stakeholder Advisory Committee and in continuing to support clean waters throughout Western New York. Our Citizens Advisory Committees are comprised of community advocates and leaders for a wide range of groups and organizations. We are fortunate to have one of our members, Darnell Haywood. Mr. Haywood serves as the Community Responsibility Officer for Bank on Buffalo and Buffalo Urban League's Young Professionals President. In these capacities, we look to Mr. Haywood and his connections in the community to ensure that all of our work is benefiting all the people of our great city, and most especially those who have benefited the least and suffered the most from past actions of government institutions.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of the members of the Queen City Waters Initiative Citizen Advisories Committee, we're excited to be a part of the efforts and the positive impact on the communities and neighborhoods across Buffalo. Many of these communities and neighborhoods for far too long have suffered from the negative consequences of combined sewer flows and our local waterways. That is about to dramatically change with this billion-dollar investment that will protect the health and safety of our residents. Our committee has an important role in providing a platform for residents to voice their concerns and provide feedback and suggestions on the variety of infrastructure and projects that are going to take place over the next 15 years. The committee will act as a bridge between the BSA and residents to ensure the infrastructure investments reflect the needs and priorities of the community. We hope that also include opportunities for women and minority-owned businesses and contractors as well. Our committee is comprised of a diverse group of representatives from various organizations who represent the neighborhoods and communities that we all serve and where these projects will take place. I also applaud the leadership of the BSA for such an inclusive approach to engage communities across the city and be a part of the public outreach and its efforts. Working together, the Queen City Clean Waters Initiative will benefit the city and the residents in generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Darnell. Community engagement and outreach includes understanding the needs of the people who live and work in it. That is why having someone with a pulse on the local community is so important, and why we are pleased to have community advocate Ada Hobson Clemens joining us. Please welcome Ada.
Oh, what a beautiful sunny morning we're having. Hello, my name is Ada Hobson Clemens, and I am the program director of the Mass and Blackup Coalition and a member of the Board of Block Clubs of Buffalo and Erie County. I am proud to serve on the East Delavan Advisory Committee, a group made up of dedicated community members working to make sure our voices are heard in the design and implementation of the East Delavan Sewer Improvement Project. This project is about more than pipes, tunnels, and tanks. It's about protecting our neighborhoods, our waterways, and our future. So, for far too long, infrastructure projects like this have been done to communities rather than with them. But this time it's different. Thanks to the leadership of the Buffalo Sewer Authority and partners across the Queen City Clean Water Initiative, this project is being done with us. From the beginning, residents of the Buffalo East Side have had a seat at the table. Through the advisory committee, surveys, and public hearings, we have reviewed plans, offered insights, raised concerns, and helped ensure the project reflects the needs and values of the people who live here, which is so important. The improvements being made will help reduce combined sewer overflows into the Skedaddle Creek and other waterways. That means a cleaner, healthier environment for all of us. But even more important, this project proves that equitable engagement isn't just possible, it's essential. I want to thank the Buffalo Sewer Authority, the project team, and most of all, my fellow community members for showing what's possible when we work together. Here's to cleaner water, stronger neighborhoods, and a more inclusive Buffalo. I thank you.
Thank you, Miss Ada. And that concludes our program. Thank you all so much for being here today. I want to again express our gratitude to our speakers and guests, especially Mayor Scanlon and the members of the Buffalo Sewer Authority team. Like every ceremonial groundbreaking, I'm going to ask our speakers to join me in grabbing a shovel as we dig into the soil that our contractor has provided us from the replacement of lead service lines along this corridor. This will commemorate the official start of a transformative public health and safety project for our city and region to enhance our local waterways for generations to come. Thank you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.